This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, now if you'd like to check us out online, you know what to do. If not, here it is. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. There's 13 to 15 articles combating the lies through the mainstream media, the CIA-controlled media, pulling the strings on the useful idiots. You know them as, anchors, they like to call themselves, which just isn't the truth, friends. If there's no teleprompter, there's no information, and it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, let me tell you. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 13 to 15 articles combating the lies. Go to the right side of the page, click onto YouTube, join us on live chat. We have some faithfuls over there that know the Word of God, friends. Again, we have some faithfuls over on live chat from SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You can also check out BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com. You can also check us out. Click us onto the YouTube right on the top of the page and go to the right side of the page and join us on live chat. If you want to call in, 130 cities, friends, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, we follow the Christ here, period. Now listen, I'm going to tee this up. We've never done this before, but we're going to go here today. Recently, I was in Michigan, we call it, right, Michigan, and I had the opportunity of linking up with Reverend Mark Gurley, and he's going to be with us in just a couple of minutes here. Well, Mark took the stage before I had the opportunity a couple weeks ago on the Capitol stairs in Michigan there, and folks, I got to tell you, he knew what he was doing, or should I say, he knew how to be led, Romans 8:14. So what we're going to be doing today is be talking about miracle signs and wonders. And I just want to say this because especially in the times we're at today, men are to find their faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God. Folks, your faith is always to be found in Christ, not in man, not in the eloquence of man, not of how he can say it, what he can say. No. Man aside, Christ being glorified. The Bible's clear when he said that no man should glory in his presence, and he's going to make sure of doing just that. I also want to make clear, friends, that reason is the enemy to faith. And what we have in this country today is many people that call themselves believers, but they don't believe in miracles, signs, and wonders. Yet in Hebrews 2:4, it tells us, God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and with gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. And if I take it a step further than that, I can go to 1 Corinthians 4:20 where it says the kingdom of God is not in word, but it is in power. Now, how often do you hear this on the radio, friends? It used to be very common, by the way, before the 50s, into the end of the 50s, I should say. because that's all you heard on radio was Christian music or preachers on the radio. Well, the church is derelict of duty when it comes to all of that, right? They forfeited that ground too. Instead of standing up and fighting the good fight of faith, what have they done? They've capitulated. Psalm 78, verse 9. So let's get to some real Christianity. Let's get to the tangibility of the Spirit of God and get back to the miracles that God performed, because he's still doing the same today. Why? Because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. How is it that people call themselves believers, but they don't believe in the Word of God? They're not believers. John Alexander Dowie rightly said, there are many Christians who are Christians in theory only. You've deceived yourself. He said, and they are worldlings in practice. 1 John 2:4 is clear when he says, he that saith I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Hey folks, the bottom line is miracles are very much for today. And again, let me remind you, Hebrews 13:8, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. If you go back to the Old Testament, found in Malachi 3:6, the Lord said, I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, the question that I lay to your candor is, then who has changed? Because it's not the living God of Israel in any sense of the word. I also want to say one more thing, friends, before I tee this up for Mark. Those who teach that the day of miracles is past teach the most disastrous lie that was ever told. How often are we hearing of this? Folks, it's the spirit of Antichrist. This coming from people that don't meet the Lord on his terms. Well, how are they going to give what they don't have, right? The Bible's clear when it says that we're to first be partakers of the fruit. The Lord give us understanding in all things. And if you remember right, King David prayed what? He prayed, Lord, give me understanding. And why did he ask for that understanding? Because he was the workmanship of his hands. Lord, give unto me understanding in all things. So in other words, he was putting him in the position of being God to work his will through himself. Speaking of King David. And so it is time for us to do the same thing. And keep in mind who's perpetuating or promulgating such a message as that miracles are a thing of the past. It's a spirit of Antichrist. Again, listen carefully. This is none other than John Lake. He said, those who teach that the day of miracles is past teach the most disastrous lie that was ever told. Have you ever had a miracle worked into your life by God? It's pretty awesome, isn't it? As a matter of fact, that's how I was born into the kingdom of God, was seeing his miracles, signs, and wonders every step of the way. I'm not talking about, friends, making a circus out of what God does. I'm not doing that in any sense of the word. I'm telling you a genuine conversion and what the Lord did in the process of that genuine conversion. And we're going to talk about more of that in the up and coming minutes and segments. Such lies are responsible for the prevalent lack of faith in God and have robbed Christianity of the power to demonstrate itself. Did you hear what I said? I said that John G. Lake said such lies, those that teach the day of miracles is past, teach the most disastrous lie that was ever told in the history of mankind. He said such lies are responsible for the prevalent lack of faith in God and have robbed Christianity of the power to demonstrate itself. Just because people don't have miracles, signs, and or wonders wrought in their life, they want to discredit God. I want to ask you, you may just be one of those people. Why is that? How is that? The Bible is clear that God is not a man that he should lie. Dare you call the living God a liar? Or do we meet him on his terms? And do we go into the realm of the Spirit? Because that's exactly what we're going to do on the other side of this break, friends. We're going to be pulling up Reverend Mark Gurley. Just met him out in Michigan a couple weeks ago. And we are going to get the opportunity to Mark and myself, friends, to talk about the things that we have partaken with concerning the miracles, signs, and wonders of the living God. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Rob Pugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, wisconsinchristiannews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Those that are over on YouTube right now, go on to the GCN live link for the interview. There's some issues going on with YouTube right now. Go to GCN live and you will see us on the scroll there, number 2, right along with Alex Jones. Click onto that and you can hear the interview even now. I don't know if it's going to come back on, but you're just going to kind of have to stick to the plan here because the technical issues that we're experiencing right now have nothing to do with us, okay? Folks, if you want to call in, just for the record, give us a call at 1-866-582-9933. We're going to be talking about believers still believe in miracles, signs, and wonders, or you are an unbeliever. It's just the truth of the matter. How many people call themselves Christians today, but they don't believe in the Word of God? Believers that don't believe. I don't know how that works, but we're just going to override all of your reason and your doubt with experience in bearing the fruit of the Spirit. And the way we're going to do that is just a couple weeks ago, I was out on the Capitol steps. I was invited to come out and be a speaker, and Reverend Mark Gurley jumped up on stage before me, and I had the opportunity to see how he operates. And in the process of that, I said, Mark, we need to get you up on the radio with us. So without further ado, friends, we're going to do just that. Mark, are you there? Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Mark, here's the deal, folks, just for a quick download. Mark's an ordained minister. He's led several ministries while being a financial advisor. He was a founder and director of the Healing Rooms of Grand Rapids from Michigan from 2002 to 2009, a ministry that brought healing to the sick and injured. Also jumping up just a little bit here, friends, Mark was elected as the grassroots vice chair of the Michigan Republican Party and served in the role for 2 years. He's also a founding member of the Michigan Heartbeat Coalition to gather petition signatures for the Heartbeat Bill and outlaw abortion. Are we all listening to that? In Michigan, once a fetal heartbeat is detected, and the list goes on. I mean, this guy's got enough acronyms here, friends, to fill a book itself. C-L-U-C-H-F. C, CLTC, CAP, COSJ. You're a busy guy, Mark. Is there anything I missed in your introduction, my friend?
Well, only the fact that as a financial advisor, the tool that I use the most when I'm dealing with corporations and banks for creating executive benefit plans is life insurance. And if God can use a life insurance agent to heal the sick, he can use anybody that's listening to this message right now. I guarantee it.
Amen. Well, you know what I do see, and I always kind of put myself into that lot where the Lord has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound that which is wise. And I say that as a son born of his spirit. And I'm talking about the Father. We call him Abba Father, obviously. So I find I'm not ashamed of that in any sense of the word to say that God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound that which is wise, or he's chosen the weak things of the world to confound that which is mighty, or we're fools for Christ, or we're the offspring of the world. Whatever the case might be, the glory doesn't belong to me anyways. It belongs to him. And I want to start this interview off because I have a quote here, and it's by none other than John Alexander Dowie. And or maybe it's John G. Lake, do forgive me, but I got a couple of them lined up right now. He said, there's so many Christians who are Christians in theory only, and they are worldlings in practice. And we see this over and over again, Mark, at least I do, where there's so many people that claim to be believers, but they don't believe in the gifts of the Spirit, as if to suggest that the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, is a thing of the past. What say you?
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that. When one of the T-shirts that we made up when I was running the University of Grand Rapids, on the back of it said, signs and wonders follow me. And I did it on purpose because I was trying to get people engaged who would see the shirts and then go ask the person, what do you mean by signs and wonders following me? And of course, that's based on Mark 16, verse 17, and these signs will follow those who believe. And so I had people say, I really like the T-shirt, but I'm hesitant to buy it because if I actually wear it out in public, I'm going to have to demonstrate signs and wonders because they follow me. I'm going to actually have to do that which Jesus did. And I said, well, that's kind of the whole point. And it was amazing how many people, once they had a little crush, if you will, had a T-shirt and said, signs and wonders follow me, that when somebody would ask them about it, they would then say, well, when I pray, God moves and Jesus heals, or Jesus creates this miracle. And they would find that happening. I mean, I have enough stories that I could take 12 hours of radio program just to tell you testimonies of things we've seen here in America. I'm not talking about like when I've been overseas in crusades, like in India where you're healing.
Well, let me tee this up really quick, Mark. Mark, let me tee this up really quick because Scripture's clear in Mark 16:20. It says, and they went forth, who? Christ's disciples, and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Now, let me play the devil's advocate for a moment because you know as well as I do, we've seen a lot of fakes and phonies. And what Americans want to do is equate fakes and phonies with everybody that claims to actually walk in signs and wonders. And I can add the word miracles as well. But yet, Christianity is 100% spiritual. And I think people fail to remember that, yes, we're in this world, but it's the will of God that's to be done in this earth as it is in heaven by his power. And there's too many people that negate that or want to negate that because of the compromises, perhaps, let's say, in their own lives, because this is what we see. And in Acts 10:38, just comes to my aid, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And finally this, Hebrews 2:4, God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and diverse miracles, and with gifts of the Holy Ghost. So there's no denying this is the word of God. It's not for the generations of past or the centuries of past, but God is faithful. Amen. To the right righteous in all generations, and he is then, and he is today, which makes him the God of the living and not the God of the dead. So I'm curious to know, because I've heard of these before, Mark, these healing rooms in Grand Rapids. Can you kind of give us some of your firsthand experiences as how the Lord used you in healing other people in those healing rooms there in Grand Rapids?
Yeah, sure. Before I do that, let me just make a comment to what you were commenting on, and that is if you are operating in a place where you're expecting God to move and you begin to take action, you will see results. I used to tell people about getting blind eyes open and deaf ears open, and most people would say, that's amazing. And I say, no. That's normal Christianity. I'm amazed when I pray for somebody and they don't get well because the scriptures are very clear about what God did. So let me give you some examples in the healing room. We had, the time that my wife and I and our attorney actually founded them. I mean, it sounds like God when he uses an attorney and a financial advisor to start a healing ministry in a city that has more churches per capita than any other city in America. So just saying, God does mysterious things. Bradley, you are a mysterious thing yourself, right? So anyway, we started these healing rooms. We didn't know what we were doing. I mean, we thought we did. We knew that God would heal and that sort of thing. But the longer we were there, the more we were thinking, what in the world have we done? How do we even get into this? Because we didn't really think we understood it. But I tell people, this is all that qualifies you to heal the sick. In fact, yesterday I had a conversation with a friend I hadn't seen in 30 years. And he's like, boy, I want to pray for the sick and get them healed, but I don't know if I have enough faith. I said, smallest seed in the garden is the mustard seed. That's the revelation of faith that you need for this. I said, this is what qualifies you to heal the sick. You got two hands, right? He said, yep. Two hands, you shall lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. It doesn't take much more than that. You do the laying on of hands. Jesus has already paid the price. He's already beat the devil on the way to the cross, and by his stripes, you are healed. It's already done. So one of the things that we saw in the healing is I started training people to mix like a word of knowledge with gifts of healing, knowing that you link a couple of the gifts together. You link a couple of believers together where two or three are gathered in my name, where two or three agree on anything. There's something about synergy when you get a couple people or a couple gifts or things working. And I think I told you this, Bradley, earlier, that a workhorse can drag 2 tons of weight just pulling along behind itself with no wheels. But when it's yoked with another workhorse, they can drag 24 tons of weight. So I would tell the people at the healing room that here, learn how to operate hearing God's voice so you get a word of knowledge for healing. And so we would practice. We'd have people who were walking in to fill in the intake form to say, this is what I need prayer for or healing for. And I would get our teams when nobody was, backed up and in the healing rooms themselves praying for people. So when people would walk in the door, they would ask the Lord, why are they here? To get a heart of the Father. And this was a lot of fun because, there's a lot of fear and trepidation with trying to do that kind of stuff, I will admit. But we got good to the point where people walk in the door and say, hey, you're here because you have a kidney problem. And they're like, how'd you know that? Yeah. When we were praying, when the Lord walked through the door, they just revealed that. Well, what do you think happened to their faith to increase their ability to
absolutely
receive what Jesus has already paid for? And sometimes they get healed before they even got into the healing rooms for prayer.
Right. I got Reverend Mark Gurley with me. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back. He's talking about 1 Corinthians 14, that they should find their faith, again, not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God, friends. 1 Corinthians 2:5. We'll be right back after this break.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We're going to be making a couple of stops. We'll look at some of the damage that was done. We're going to get it fixed up. We're going to help the people rebuild their businesses.
President Trump is in Kenosha, the president taking part in a roundtable on Wisconsin community safety as well. Democrats feel otherwise about the president's trip to Kenosha. Joe Biden's senior campaign advisor, Simone Sanders, telling MSNBC the president will only make racial tensions worse.
Donald Trump has done nothing but fan the flames, pour gasoline on racial tensions in this country. There is nothing to indicate that he is going to do anything different today.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says he and President Trump are on board with more fiscal stimulus. Mnuchin testifying before a Democratic-led House hearing on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says the real sticking point as far as a new stimulus bill goes is state and local aid.
Right now, it doesn't need to be a bailout as much as it is just an additional help to provide some stability to those local governments that have lost revenue during this unprecedented time.
Meadows speaking there on CNBC. This is USA Radio News. California saw its deadliest month of the coronavirus pandemic in August, with 3,745 deaths. California has the most cases of any state, with 700,000, but is 21st in the nation when adjusting for population. Despite the record number of deaths in the state has improved on several measures. Infection and hospitalization rates are both steadily declining for over a month now. California has been one of the strictest states regarding reopening. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm just trying to take care of this technical issue that we have on our end. It's actually YouTube right now, friends. So if you want to listen to the live link, please do. Just go over to Genesis Communication Networks. You'll see us on the gauge. We are number 2 right now. Go ahead and click onto it, and you can listen to the live interview. Friends, we have my new friend, Mark Gurley, Reverend Mark Gurley from Michigan, talking about what's going on or what took place from 2002 to 2009 in a ministry that he was a part of in Grand Rapids, and we're all waiting to hear what took place, brother, and I'm anticipating much as to building others in the faith of Christ in a big way, so let's go for it.
All right, well, let me tell you one of the stories that was near and dear to my heart when I think about some of the people who are impacted the most. This woman whose first name was Kathy came in, and she actually called from the parking lot, and was struggling with, the early onset of, like, a panic attack. And she says, well, if I come in, what are you going to do to me? And I said, well, we're just going to pray over you and, you know, apply the biblical principles for healing. She said, okay, well, I guess I can come in. So she actually then got out of her car and came down in. And we had a little intake form. We had your name and your address and, you know, if you had any church affiliation. You know, 4 lines for, you know, what are you in here for prayer for? And then just, mentioning that we were a faith-based ministry based on Jesus Christ and the Word of God and that kind of stuff, and then, you know, a couple little liability things. So most people just fill out a couple lines of what they wanted. Well, when she got into the actual healing room, we had three rooms that we had for the healing rooms. You walk in, you got three chairs, you know, one person sitting there and two people praying, somebody's got three people praying, and they just sat by a sign that was over behind their head that said, His presence. And we said, we want you to sit under His presence, because all of this is under His presence. And she handed me her sheet, and she had written in the four lines, and then she flipped over the page on the other side, and then completely filled out the blank side with all of her ailments. She was going blind at a rapid rate. Her eye doctor was adjusting her eyesight prescription glasses every 2 months. She was scheduled for knee surgery. She was obese. She was manic depressive and on lithium. She had panic attacks regularly. She had been in and out of a mental health facility here in Grand Rapids, and she had been on Social Security disability for the last 4 years. And she was struggling with self-identity and self-worth. And we usually spent about 20 minutes praying for people. A good chunk of that was just kind of teaching what the Word of God said. In her case, she came in three times over 6 weeks, so every other week she came in. And when she handed me her sheet the first time, she's looking ashamed down at the floor. I wasn't even looking at me. I read over her sheet, and I said, I have good news for you. This is going to be easy. Well, she was, like, so stunned by that. She looked up and she goes, what'd you say? I said, I looked at all your ailments. I said, this is going to be easy to take care of. And I got to admit, I mean, I looked at all my ailments, and it was troubling, to say the least. There was a long laundry list of stuff. I just gave you the highlights. And she says, what? Nobody's ever told me that before. I said, well, look, Jesus has already accomplished it. So we started praying for to deal with her eyesight and to deal with her knees, and just started praying. She says, you know, I feel much better. She says, I am going to come back. So she came back 2 weeks later, and we just had people, whoever ended up getting her would be the person who would, you know, lead the team, you know, whoever was coming in the door. It just so happened that all three times, I ended up being the next person in the line to take the next healing team in. And so the second time we prayed over, she had a remarkable improvement. She said, gee, I haven't had a panic attack in 2 weeks, and this is good. And so we're praying and continuing to pray over stuff. And I said, well, tell me a little bit about the bipolar stuff. She said, I've had it as long as I can remember. I'm on all these meds. And I said, well, here's the issue. Bipolar is the 27th lower right-hand side of the X chromosome as a defect. I think it's a defect because the demonic weaves into the human DNA at some point and screws people up. I said, so I don't think we can really heal that piece. I don't think we can really cast out that piece because you need a chromosome. But God's into working miracles. So I'm going to reach in heaven, and there's a 10-second prayer. It's like this. Father in heaven, I reach up into heaven. I grab the new lower 27th right-hand link of the X chromosome, and I put it in the Kathy, and I, like, just touched her shoulder. In Jesus' name, amen. I said, so, do you feel any better? She's like, no, not really. That was just a 10-second prayer. I said, but it's a working miracle. There's more spare parts in heaven than we have original, so I was just getting you a spare part to replace the original one that's not working for you. So then she came in 2 weeks later, and the gal that had been praying with me was also part of our leadership team. She says, you know, I have a sense there's something a lot more serious going on here. So we brought her in and said, we're going to pray quietly and see what the Lord has to say. Are you okay with us just listening to the Lord? Because there's something else going on. And I had this little open vision. I said, I see a door that was open, and you were between the ages of 6 and 8, and it's really hard for me to say this, but it appears that you were raped. Did that happen? And she looked up at me, and she said, only God could have revealed that to you, because I've been in counseling for years, and many of them don't know. She said, every male in my family, so brothers, father, uncles, grandfather, they all raped me between the ages of 6 and 8 years of age.
My God.
And I mean, it was like the presence of God hit that room, and we said, all right, here's what we're going to do. And I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, I close that door of hell that's been opening your life, and I open the door to heaven. I place the cross of Christ between you and all the other family members. And then I led through a prayer forgiving each and every person, only by first name, because I don't even need to know all those details, and releasing them, because, you know, forgiveness is so that you get out of your own prison. Unforgiveness is like drinking poison expecting the other person to get sick. So she went through, did all that, and then we didn't see her for 6 weeks. And I'm like, huh, I wonder what happened, you know? And Then this woman came in 6 weeks later, and I said, are you here for prayer? She said, yeah. I said, what's your name? She says, don't you remember me? I'm Kathy. And I look up. I didn't even recognize her. In 6 weeks, she had had such a reversal in her eyesight going back to normal that she had a whole different pair of glasses that she used to wear 3 years ago. She had canceled the knee surgery, so she wasn't walking with a limp because God had completely healed her knee. She had left all the lithium. She'd gone to her doctor. She was completely off all the bipolar medications. And she had dropped 50 pounds without any change in diet or exercise because she had gotten her soul and her heart and her spirit, man, aligned with the Word of God and with the truth. I didn't even recognize the woman. She had changed so much. Then, you know, birds of a feather fly together. She hung out with other people who were manic depressive. And so she started sending her friends in. So I did the same 10-second, you know, working America prayer. I'm going to reach in and grab a new X-chromosome piece and stick it into you. In Jesus' name, amen. How do you feel? I was like, oh, I don't feel any different. All six of her friends all got off all the meds. They all went completely free. Never had bipolar experience after that because God worked America with a simple act of faith where I was working America by literally reaching my hand up over my head like I was grabbing it out of the heavens and sticking it into them by just, you know, tapping them on the shoulder with it kind of thing.
Amen. The simplicity of faith.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Jesus didn't pray long prayers, Bradley. You and I know that. He said, get up. Wash, be healed, see. You know, he wasn't counseling people. Counseling has its places, but I'm a big fan that, you know, counseling often helps you to try to manage your problems or manage your sin or manage the issues. God wants to heal you from all of that garbage. He doesn't want you to learn to manage it. He wants to take it.
Amen.
So about 6 weeks after this, a woman called into the healing rooms and you know, it was just providential. I happened to answer the phone. I happened to be standing out there. And this woman on the other end of the line says, hey, I'm Dr. So-and-so from the Pine Rest Mental Hospital here in town. You have prayed with a patient of mine. I said, oh, yeah, actually, I was the person who was involved in praying with that, so I'm familiar with it. I mean, you know, all this stuff is confidential. I'm not going to share it with anybody. And she says, well, I don't know what you did because she's like a whole new person. This is crazy. I said, well, we're Christians here, and we just apply biblical principles of healing to all situations, whether it's a broken bone or a mental illness or, you know, a demonic thing or an SRA or, you know, satanic ritual abuse, whatever it is. We're just applying biblical principles. And Pine Rest is a Christian hospital. She's, well, I'm a Christian and I've never seen that stuff.
Exactly.
She said, tell you what, I'm going to start sending my patients down. So as I kind of joke, you know, there's a lot of nuts and flakes in the body of Christ. We started getting all the flaky, nutty people coming in. These are people who are dealing with mental illness, mental stuff. This doctor started sending us all our patients, and we started healing them all in Jesus' name. So it's not rocket science. It's, like I said, if a life insurance agent can do it, so can you. And if you got two hands, you're qualified. You know, you're missing one because you have an amputation. Hey, one hand will work. You can just lay hands on a sick and they will recover.
Well, John G. Lake said, when a Christian tries to live by reason, there's the problem because the enemy of faith, said Martin Luther, he is moving out of God's country into the enemy's land. We belong in the miraculous or the supernatural. I want to piggyback onto the one that you just had. My mom had a boyfriend. She died in 2011. A couple years prior to that, she was seeing a man who had a drinking issue. And it was interesting to note, I met him and he was laying on a bed and he had 2 to 10 days to live because his liver and his kidneys shut down on him. My mom called me, knowing that I was in ministry. I've been in ministry for the last 23 years. I believe in all of the gifts of the Spirit. I believe in every single word because God said it. I believe it. That settles it. And she had called us up and asked if me and my wife would pray for him because, again, he's going to die in 2 to 10 days. So we go up there. I looked at his face. He had this fear-stricken look on his face. I didn't really feel sorry for him, but I did his state because I knew where he was going if he didn't repent. I did feel sorry for his dad who was sitting at the end of the bed, Mark, who knew he had to bury his son way prematurely in 2 to 10 days.
Yeah.
So what happened is he left. We went to work. We just said, Lord, I just got off a 10-day fast. We just prayed in Jesus' name. And I said, Lord, your word says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. We just just thank you in Jesus' name, Father God, for renewing this man's kidneys and his liver, friends. And what was interesting is hour after we left, we could feel a heat in our hands, Mark, which was awesome. We knew it was the Spirit of God. Yeah. And it was interesting to note when we got home about an hour later, my mom called me and told us that both of his liver and his kidneys, they started up within an hour after we left. She was excited and bewildered by it, and we just said, well, that's what we came for, right, is to pray. We're going to take a quick break talking to our friend Mark Gurley. We'll be right back on the...
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Before it's news, it's proud to be a sponsor of Sons of Liberty Radio, featuring Bradley Dean, live stream on our website at 2 p.m. Monday through Saturday. BeforeIt'sNews.com would like to invite our audience to share Sons of Liberty Radio with your family and friends.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
With a MECTAC carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MECTAC is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MECTAC is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Reverend Mark Curley with us, my newfound friend from Michigan. I was just talking about some miracles that took place in my personal life before or after he told me some stories that he partook with. I wanted to add to that, too, if I could, Mark and listeners. That individual who was raised up within an hour after we left, of course, confounded the doctors. And with that said, it confounded my mother, and I'm sure it confounded him as well. But 6 months after his healing, I'd ask my mom if that guy ever went back to the bottle again. She said this to me. She said, "Are you crazy? He hasn't even thought of it," because he understood at that point that he was dead within 2 to 10 days, and he also understood the mercy of God who came in and rescued him from death. And folks, there's a redemptive power with this, not only healing power. And I want to just kind of add to what John G. Lake said just into this conversation between you and Mark right now, me and Mark right now. A weak Christianity always wants to drop down to the imperfect and adjust itself to the popular mind. Those are the ones that don't believe the gifts of the Spirit. But a real Christianity ever seeks to be made perfect in God. And it kind of reminds me of Scripture, namely when the woman who had an issue of blood in Luke 8, 43, who had an issue of blood for 12 years, which had spent all her living on physicians. It's interesting to me how man will put more faith in the system of man than they will by faith in the system of God. What do you say to that, Mark?
Oh, that's completely true. Actually, that kind of reminds me of a story. And this is something all the people listening in today, they need to know that they can do this stuff, okay? And I'm not just talking about healing, but they can take action to change their community. So in 2008, there was a revival was going on in our country. And so I figured, well, if the revival was going on, it might as well happen in my city. And I just rented the city park every Friday night. And then the big park that was by the river through the downtown for a week-long revival meeting. And I mean, I didn't have any equipment or anything. We went out and bought a 60,000-watt sound system and just put this whole thing up. And news media came out. We had all these people present. And the woman who was the landlord that owned the building where my financial advisory practice was said, hey, you know, what do you think about having some gangbangers come down? I said, well, as long as they're not bringing their guns and knives and causing a problem, that would be great. So she had kind of semi-adopted one of them, and he got out on the horn, and two dozen of these gangbangers showed up at this outdoor event in the evening. And it was mostly a white crowd, and then you got, 24 black guys all between the ages of, say, 17 and 23, all kind of sitting down on the grass, and, they're looking. So one of the speakers I had in, I said, well, let's, we got these guys here. He said, I need to wear a flight jacket or something? I said, no, I said, we're going to be fine. Well, instead of going right from worship to doing the offering, let's just skip that. Let's even skip the message and just come right out of the gate and do words of knowledge for healing and see if we can't start getting God to show us stuff so something amazing happens. Well, he's going along and pulls stuff, and I'm like, Lord, give me their social security numbers, their dates of birth. I want to get some for these kids so I can just really, grab their attention. Nothing. I wasn't getting anything. Zero. I mean, it was like looking at the back of my own eyelids. I wasn't seeing or hearing anything. So then all of a sudden the Lord dropped into my heart that there was someone here who had four failed back surgeries and was about to have another one. It was in chronic pain. So I, when Craig was done, ministry, the last person he handed me the microphone, I said, okay, the Lord just revealed to me that somebody here has had four back surgeries and you're about to be scheduled for a fifth one and you're in chronic pain. Is that anybody in this audience? And there's about 1,500 people sitting up on the grassy lawn. I'm kind of on a slip till up to the Gerald R. Ford Museum. And next thing you know, this woman starts working her way up to the platform. And she had one of those soft body casts on. It was all velcroed up, so it was all, she was tied to the drum.
Yeah.
And super stiff. And she comes up to the platform, and I said, I'm holding the microphone. I hold it over in front of her. I said, tell me what's going on. She said, well, it's just like you say. I've had four failed back surgeries. I'm scheduled for another one next week. I'm in chronic pain. In fact, it's been really difficult for me to be here because the hill is slumped. I can't sit on the hill. And so I've been laying on my back on the hill most of the time and just in chronic pain. I said, okay, well, I got to admit you, there was a little bit of fear and trepidation was trying to get on me. Remember, fear is a spirit. It's not an emotion. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but a power of a sound mind.
Amen.
So I was like, okay, well, the Lord revealed this to me. Here's the person standing right here, so he's going to heal this person. And I just had to get up the guts, and I said, all right, well, let me pray for you. So I said, is it all right if I put my hand on your shoulder and pray over you? She said, yeah, I started praying for you. Can I touch your back? So I reached around and grabbed a hold of this kind of plastic metal steel bar thing that was part of this whole get-up she had. And I'm praying over her, and I just declared that her back muscle lined up with the word of God, which was spoken that she would be healed, and that she wouldn't have any more back trouble, and the pain would go. And I mean, I was 30 seconds, 40 seconds maybe, and I pulled the microphone back around. I said, so, can you feel any difference? She says, well, I don't actually feel any pain. I said, well, that's good. I said, well, here's the deal. I don't want you to injure yourself, and I don't want you to do anything that would be, cause you any issues, but how would you know if your back was better besides you're not feeling a lot of pain? And she's got this brace on, so she, think about it, you can't move your upper body at all, so she kind of pivots at the hip, and she moves her shoulders forward about 3 inches. She said, well, I couldn't do that before. Then she like, puts her hands on her hips, and she leans back 3 inches, still stiff as a board, because she got this thing on. She said, I couldn't do that either, and it didn't hurt. And I was like, well, I think God's healing you right as you're standing here in front of this crowd. I said, when you go in for your doctor's meeting next week for the surgery, have them give a thorough check over before they just start operating. And she stops listening to me, and she starts, like, undoing the Velcro on this big, huge body cast and went from her neck down to her torso, you know, down to her hips. And she tosses it aside and starts doing cartwheels across the platform.
Really?
Well, here, I just prayed for her to be healed, but I'm actually in disbelief myself that it was so radically healed, right? You know, she was so touched by God. Well, I mean, God was up to something. Now God is a double-edged sword. It cuts both directions. Right?
Yeah, but so, I got to say something, Mark. I mean, what happens when he blows out the saints of old out of the tomb after his resurrection? What happens when he blows out, you know, Lazarus' four-day stink? And, I mean, I believe it all. And you think about guys in the present like Smith Wigglesworth, John G. Lake, who had how many documented cases of that happening? That is very much scriptural. I got to say this because we got 3 minutes left. You want to get to business? I want to get to business. We have some listeners right now that are asking you to pray for them. It's exactly what they're asking right now. So it's all yours. We have 3 minutes left, and I'm going to let you pray us out.
Okay, that's good. Hey, I have God has used me to heal people over the phone, I mean, more times than I can count. So remember, the scriptures say, lay hands on the sick and they will recover. It doesn't say you can't lay your own hands on yourself. It just says lay hands. So those who are listening, who have a pain in their body, they have any kind of an issue, whether it's an injury or a sickness, they've got, if you're depressed, you got any of that sort of stuff, lay your own hands on your own body where you're having the problem. If it's a depression issue, put one hand on top of your head and one over your heart. You know, if it's some emotional thing or some sort of baggage or that kind of stuff, just lay your hands on your body right now. Now, Heavenly Father, I just lift up all these people by faith who are laying hands on themselves. And your word says, you shall lay hands on the sick and they will recover. And I declare healing shall break forth now. Pain, you must leave these bodies. Discomfort, you must leave. Depression, emotional disorders, any kind of bipolar stuff, any kind of autoimmune disease, you must leave now in the name of Jesus Christ. Any injuries, knees, elbows, joints, shoulders, ankles, feet, neck, I command you to line up with the word of God and be restored. I call forth the presence of the kingdom of God, that the kingdom of God will be advanced across the earth, and I call for this healing in Jesus' name. Now here's the assignment. Quote this every time out loud the next few days, just like you would taking medication. This healing belongs to me because of what Jesus has done. This healing belongs to me because of what Jesus has done. This healing belongs to me because of what Jesus has done. And you will walk yourself right into your own miracle.
Amen. Amen. Mark, how do people get a hold of you? Do you have a website you'd like to refer them to?
Well, I'm not part of the healing rooms at this point, so I don't really have a website there. If you want to get in touch with me, let me see here if I got because I get so many emails.
Do you want to drive them to that website? Do you want to drive them to those healing rooms?
Well, there's healing rooms. There's an international healing room based out of Spokane, Washington, which is where John G. Lake is original one.
Amen.
Over 2,000 around the country. You go to the International Association of Healing Rooms, you just Google that, and then you click on it, and there's locations near me, and then you can find a healing room near you, and just go to one. Every major city has one or has one within a couple hours of drive here in the United States anyway, and there's a lot all over the country. If they want to reach me personally, they can send an email to MI for Michigan, MI Oak Initiative at gmail.com. I'm the director of the Michigan Oak Initiative, which is restoring Judeo-Christian worldview back into culture in all aspects of culture. And that's a good way to reach out to me.
I'm talking to Reverend Mark Gurley. Now, I got one more question in ending. Now, how much money have you gotten to do what you've been doing, Mark, in ministry?
I give the money away. I don't
exactly.
Care.
So the point is, friends,
I'm a tent maker. I make a great living as a financial advisor, so all the ministry I've done has always been just free. It's kind of like my...
Amen. Thank you.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.